Mary Magdalene was anxious and afraid. She needed to grieve. She needed to pour out her love for Jesus, to handle his body gently, to try to process the reality of his death. But his body was nowhere to be found. Though she did not know it, Christ was risen. Peter was devastated and ashamed. He had failed Jesus, denied even knowing him. And now there was nothing he could do to make it right. Mary had told them that now Jesus' body was missing. He went into the tomb, and sure enough, linen wrappings, but no body. Had the people who stole Jesus' body not even had the decency to leave it covered with some cloths? Though all that Peter could see was his failures, Christ was risen. The beloved disciple was grieving too. But when he saw the linen wrappings lying there, he believed. He didn't understand what it meant or how it could happen or any of it, but he believed the truth. Christ was risen. When Mary came to the tomb again, she was even distressed, more distressed than before. Death and grief and loss were all that she could feel. Even though she saw angels sitting there where Jesus' body had been, she couldn't process what she was seeing. She was stuck in her grief. And even when Jesus first spoke to her, she was unable to see or believe. Yet still it was true. Christ was risen. It wasn't until Jesus spoke her name, Mary. And in that moment, everything changed. She knew Jesus, her Lord and friend, was risen. And so it is for us today. We may not believe any of it, but Christ is risen. We may be anxious and afraid, but Christ is risen. We may be devastated and ashamed, seeing only our failures, but Christ is risen. We may be lost in grief and utterly without hope, but Christ is risen. We may not understand it, we may not believe it, but Christ is risen. Nothing in all of creation can undo the life-changing, world-shaking truth. Christ is risen. Jesus, our Lord and friend, is alive. Thanks be to God.